Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
We're going to talk about the aftermath of the Yu Darvish thing in a second. And we're going to talk about the free agency later on in the show. We got a lot of baseball talk today, mixed with some college football stuff, some college basketball, Aztecs win last night, NFL trade deadline came and went yesterday as well. So a lot to get to. But like the more we sit here and talk about this managerial hiring, or should I say lack thereof, and we're still waiting to hear back on a lot of different things. And maybe they'll hire a manager during this segment, Frank. They just announced the spring training schedule. That's fun. Does anybody get super hyped for the spring training schedule? Does it really matter?
I got pretty hyped for it the last couple of years because I knew I'd be back here. I knew I'd be back here on a regular basis.
I'm just talking from a standpoint of like who you play and when you play them. Does anybody really care?
No.
I mean, it's not like you're like, hey, I can make a trip to whatever. You go to spring training, they're all there. They're all in Arizona. They're all in the Phoenix area. And you're playing all the teams in the Cactus League. It's like, who cares?
I drove past the Peoria Sports Complex on my way to Phoenix Raceway last year. They played the Reds the day after the NASCAR race at Peoria.
Nice. Thanks for that.
I did not go because I think it was like $60, $70 for a ticket.
Spring training's fun for like the backfields. It's not really fun for like the game. I mean, the games are, they are what they are. And you got to put out a schedule release and all that fun stuff. But anyway, let's get back to this managerial thing. I saw this in the chat earlier and it brings up a good question. If the Padres actually did know who their manager was, because we said like, well, maybe they already know who their manager is. If the Padres actually knew who their manager was and were going to make a decision on it, wouldn't they have already hired said manager? If they knew for a fact that like Pujols is their guy, or Nick Hundley is their guy, or Ruben Niebla is their guy, wouldn't they have already made that decision?
The only thing I would think that's stopping them, like I said, is they want to announce the manager and the general manager extension at the same time.
Right, but then the counter to that, and I agree with this, is with baseball, it would have gotten out. It would have been leaked out. What are they going to do? Tell Dennis Lynn and Kevin Acey, hey, like, keep it on the DL? I mean, eventually, if one of those guys knew, they'd be telling their friends and family. And then all of a sudden that just starts to leak out even more, right? I mean, people would know. They would find out. You can't, as secretive as the Padres are, and they have been, if one of those three guys were the guy, they would have hired him by now. Or you would have known about it. Let's talk about that number four candidate. Remember that was reported?
By God, it's the fourth man.
By God. It's the fourth man's music. They talked about another candidate, potentially. They said less than four. Said four, no more than four finalists. Well, we know three of the names. We don't know the fourth one. Is this potentially holding up this entire thing? Is maybe the fourth person the front runner? And a lot of people are going to start assuming, they're like, oh, well, you know, the World Series just ended. Maybe it's Don Mattingly. I don't think it's Don Mattingly. Think about the fourth candidate now for a second. Is it taking so long because they're negotiating with this person? Or is it taking so long because, I don't know, maybe he's employed by another team. And maybe it's not an assistant coach. Who remembers? Let's ask the question. Who was the manager before Mike Shildt? Who wants to give me the answer? I know you guys all know who the answer is. Who is the answer? Frank, I'll call on you. Popcorn Frank. Who was the manager before Mike Shildt?
This really separates the men from the boys here.
Oh, God.
Would it have been, who is Bob Melvin?
Who is Bob Melvin is correct.
Yes!
Does anybody remember when Bob Melvin got hired? I do. I was at work, and I was about to leave, because it was around this time, and I was about to leave to go down to draft in Mission Beach, because we used to do these appearances at draft at Mission Beach. And I remember getting an update. It wasn't a report from Jeff Passan. It wasn't a report from Dennis Lynn. It wasn't a report from Kevin Acey. It wasn't a report from Jeff Sanders. It wasn't a report from AJ Cassaville. It was an announcement by the San Diego Padres that they had hired Bob Melvin as their manager. And my first reaction was, I didn't even know that guy was available. He was the current manager of the Oakland Athletics. So let me ask you this question, Frank. Is it crazy to think now, but the last time that they did this, that it could be a current manager in Major League Baseball that might be the fourth candidate, and therefore it is taking this long because the Padres are trying to work out a deal with said team to bring in said manager?
I would say it is crazy, but I would say it is not outside the realm of possibility.
It's not that crazy because the last hire that they had was this particular instance. Could they do that exact same thing? Pull up the manager list. Go through it. There's some managers you can just cross off the list to get things started. Anybody that just got hired obviously is not going to be one of those managers, right? So like Texas Rangers and Skip Schumacher, they just hired him. They're not going to like negotiate for him to go somewhere else. It's not Skip Schumacher. You can cross out Kurt Suzuki. It's not going to be Albernaz, who just had his press conference. Who could it be? Go through the list. I mean, if you look at names of managers that you would like to see be the Padres manager, I think it's a very small list. And maybe that's what's taking so long. You look at just an alphabetical order, the Athletics, Mark Kotze. I could see the Padres doing that. Mark Kotze has ties to San Diego. He still lives in San Diego. He obviously played for the Padres for a while. Maybe they believe in Mark Kotze. Maybe they renegotiate with the A's again to get a manager back down here. Maybe it's Mark Kotze. Interesting. Could it be a guy like Alex Cora? I think that would be kind of crazy. Alex Cora? I think it's possible. That could be one of them. Maybe Will Venable? That's another one, potentially. So, a lot of different things with this manager. The one to me that I think that we should go with, is in the National League West. And we could talk about that in just a second. But we do have a guest today for coming on the show. We're going to get to them when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's talk some Aztecs football. With the start to the season that they've had, trying to finish strong here in the second half of the season. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprenant. This is the Brayden Soprenant Show. And joining us now on the airwaves, a cornerback for the San Diego State Aztecs out of Long Beach, California, the transfer from Tennessee State, who has done an incredible job with this Aztecs defense. That is a big reason why they are 7-1 and right there knocking on the door, not only at a Mountain West championship appearance, maybe a Mountain West championship in general, and also right in the conversation, if things go their way, could be in the college football playoff. Our guest on the 97.3 Through the Fans fan hotline, which is powered by David P. Shapiro. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Senior cornerback Bryce Phillips. Bryce, sounds like you just finished up practice. How'd practice go today?
Pretty good. I appreciate you guys for having me on. Practice went well. You know, sticking to the plan and ready to go for Saturday.
Guys have a really good defense this year. Obviously, one of the captains, Tana Latuli, Trey White, couple of local guys. What about this defense makes you guys so good so far this season?
It's our grittiness, and it's our just willing to just not give up points every week. Like, the goal every week is a shutout. And having those high standards and everybody on the field and everybody who comes on the field to hold up that standard, like, I can see it in everybody's eye when we line up in that huddle. Everybody wants the same thing.
We're talking with Bryce Phillips, cornerback for the San Diego State Aztecs. The kid grew up in Southern California, spent some time at Orange Lutheran, went to Santa Ana College, then to Tennessee State. How great is it to be back in California?
It's a blessing. You know, I went from Tennessee State to San Diego, so it's like going from 1,500 miles away to going 90 miles away from my family, and they're able to come to more of the games, and I'm able to go down there whenever I want to. So it's a blessing to be able to have my family at the games more.
Yeah, it's a lot better than having to go out. Plus, the weather's way better, too. You get something that you grew up with more than the humidity out there in Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, let's talk about your game in general. I mean, obviously, you're paired with, you know, Johnson on the other side is getting a lot of accolades, but it's a two-man crew when you're talking about cornerbacks in college football and being able to shut down some pretty good offenses that you're going to have to face in the Mountain West, and then coming up again, and not only this weekend against Hawaii, but also against Boise State. You know, what's the DB room like at San Diego State with a lot of good athletes that you have, and, you know, some guys that after last season came back to play here at San Diego State with all the returners? Talk about the experience this group has and why you guys are so prideful in shutting people out.
It's everything. I mean, I feel like we all had opportunities to go somewhere bigger. Like, we're all great players solo, but bringing everybody together and having the chemistry, like, we're all competitive, and having me and Chris in the same room, like, we both compete with each other in fall camp. Like, and when we go off to game day, it becomes easy because we're both trying to not give up nothing. So that brings the game day way easier.
You get to play in a brand new stadium at Snapdragon Stadium. Obviously, we're all working on trying to get you guys some more support and fans in the stands. But, you know, for you, growing up in Southern California, playing in the Trinity League, which is one of the best in the nation in high school football, you know, what's it like playing at San Diego State? What would you tell a lot of high school kids that, you know, might be interested in coming down to play at San Diego State about the opportunities that you've been given? But also, you got a lot of guys on this team that could be potentially playing again on Sundays, and the opportunity that San Diego State gives all of you guys in potentially continuing your dream.
I feel like it starts with the coaching. Like, we have a great set of coaches. Like, they're all young. Our head coach is young, and it just feels like home. Like, this is my home, and this is where I'm from. But, like, when I talk to all the coaches, I can have a deep conversation with them, and they all bring their family around the facility. Like, they have their kids around, and I know all their kids. And it's just a great environment to work because everybody is so passionate in what they do.
We're talking with Bryce Phillips, who is a cornerback for San Diego State, getting ready for a game against Hawaii. And then you got Boise State at home, and you got a couple more games left, San Jose State, New Mexico, as you guys try to, you know, 1 week at a time, put yourself in the conversation of the college football playoff. What does Hawaii bring that's going to be some challenges for you guys as you fly out to Hawaii this weekend?
I mean, they bring a passing threat because they throw the ball probably 50 out of 60 snaps, and that's going to be great for us because we pride ourselves in being the best DB corps in the nation, and so it's going to be a great challenge, and we plan to come out and do what we're supposed to do and do what we have been doing, and so it's going to be a fun game.
It's always easy to say, like, we're focused one game at a time, and that's what the message is all the time. You got Boise State the week after. How difficult is it for you guys to stay laser-focused 1 week at a time, knowing that there's some big opponents coming up?
I don't think it's that difficult no more because the record, we're 7-1, but, like, taking every week, we realize doing that, it helps us focus in on all the details and the things we have to do each week. And just doing that, it helps us play better on Saturday. And so everybody, I feel like, is bought into the week to week. And we correct each other whenever somebody says, oh, I'm ready for this week, I'm ready for that, I'm ready for now. We got this week first. And so we got to beat every team every week.
How much do you, because your brother, Clark Phillips III, is a cornerback in the NFL, plays for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, how much do you pick his brain as you go through the season?
I think he's bringing about everything. Like, after every game, he's texting me. He's telling me what I did good, what I did bad sometimes. But just, like, being able to have them as support and have him correct me on things I need to work on, it's great because he's at the highest level.
Last thing for you, Aztec basketball started last night. Being a college athlete is like a full-time job, so you guys don't have that much opportunity to be able to see some of the other teams around campus. But, you know, they've had a lot of success, too. They started off pretty well. I mean, they got a pretty good team. You guys ever get interested in watching the Aztecs basketball team when they tip off?
I'm always interested in Aztec basketball. Like, every single game I want to go, but usually doesn't work out with my schedule. I think I went to one game so far, but I've been trying to figure out ways to get to the games without being in the student section because I really like enjoying the game rather than, you know, going to turn up. So I'm actually trying to figure out that now, how I'm going to do that.
Well, they got a lot of good games coming up, and I'm sure you guys as a football team will be able to watch them a little bit. Just as much as they're watching you, you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
Continue the good work, and good luck this weekend against Hawaii. Thanks for the time, Bryce.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Bryce Phillips, cornerback for the San Diego State Aztecs, joining us on the Braden Soprenet Show. Aztec football has been really good. 7-1 year this season. We told you. We tried to tell you at the beginning of the year. Nobody wanted to listen. Better take that over on the wins and loss on the over under for the wins total for the season. So, congratulations to the Aztecs and the season that they have had so far this year. Bryce Phillips joining us on the Braden Soprano Show. That was good.
Yeah, nice, fun interview. Good kid.
I want to go back to the Padres stuff. And we'll talk Aztec football later on. We're going to talk Aztec basketball in the next hour. So much to get to on the show. But let's talk about the scenario that we've talked about before. Maybe it's taking so long to hire a manager because the fourth candidate is actually the favorite candidate. And if it's taking this long and there's no release of a name, could that candidate be already a manager in Major League Baseball? What are your overall thoughts on that, Frank?
I don't know how often you can go back to that well. I mean, it's something that's very I wouldn't say uncharacteristic, but that's the only word I'm thinking of. It's something that's not done often. And I think for AJ to do this twice in 4 years to get a manager, I think that might be pushing the envelope a little bit too much as far as doing this. Because, I mean, you have good candidates available that you don't need to worry about another team. Like, I wouldn't mind, of course, the name that we all like here is Torrey Lovello. But what are you going to have? What are you going to be comfortable giving a division rival to take their manager away from them? Or maybe AJ Hinch, who has turned that Tigers team around that looks like it's about to get torn apart.
He was in the front office here for a long time.
Yes. I wouldn't mind seeing AJ Hinch here. But I mean, those are big names, and those are names that come with success. Both have been to the World Series, and AJ Hinch has won it. I think you have just as good candidates waiting where you don't have to mess with another team. That you don't, it's not a need. You don't need to do that right now.
I don't mind it. Because at the end of the day, and this is what I learned like early on, at the beginning, especially with the rival, because I like Torrey Lovello. And I don't think it is Torrey Lovello, but if it is, and they announce that Torrey Lovello is the new manager of the Padres, I think people would lose their mind.
Oh, yeah, I think it would be great.
But here's the deal. I don't care about other teams in the division. I don't care. If it makes my team better, I don't care. And I used to be like, well, I don't want to trade with division opponents and like, oh, how are we going to do this? And I think we overthink that as fans. The reality of the situation is if you're focused on yourself and you're focused on making your team better, it shouldn't matter what you're giving up because you know your team is going to be better. So I don't really care what it would have to be if you happen to have to negotiate within the division to get a manager off of a division rival. So I think all of that is just kind of noise. But I look at if this is a protect, and this is just a conversation because we haven't seen anything yet about who the fourth candidate might be. But let's talk about this for a second. Start thinking, and I don't think there's a lot of managers in baseball that this would be worth negotiating for. Go through the list. The Athletics with Mark Kotze, sure, add them to the list. I think that would be one that would be, okay, it's a good hire, in my opinion. It ain't going to be Craig Albernaz at Baltimore. He just got hired. Alex Cora, potentially. He's under contract for the 2 years. There's been some grumblings from Red Sox fans about Alex Cora. That happens in all those big markets. Will Venable, maybe. Maybe. Does he win the press conference? I don't know if he does. Do you care about that? Maybe. Is Will Venable? Let's go back to the whole 10-year thing. Mark Kotze could be the manager for the Padres the next 10 years. Alex Cora could be the manager for the Padres the next 10 years. Will Venable? Maybe. Maybe. I still think he probably fits a younger team like the White Sox. Steven Vogt? No. AJ Hinch with his connections that he has with the Padres in the past? Maybe, but I don't put him on that list. Joe Espada? No. Matt Cortaro for the Royals, no. Kurt Suzuki, no. Derek Shelton just got hired, no. Aaron Boone, probably not. Dan Wilson, no. Kevin Cash, eh.
Carlos Mendoza's a good manager.
No, he's not. Stop it. Skip Schumacher, the way you said it just gave it away that he's not. Skip Schumacher just got hired, no. John Schneider, the Blue Jays, that wouldn't make any sense.
I was excited for him to be here.
Sure. So those are the three names, right? Kotze, Cora, Hinch. Anybody else on that list in the American League? That would make a lot of sense. That's the Bob Melvin splash that it was.
No,
I think that's it.
Other than Hinch, Kotze, no.
Hinch, Kotze, Cora. National League. Torey Lovello, absolutely. In fact, that would be if I had to pick any other manager in Major League Baseball to be the Padres manager on something like this, it would be Torey Lovello. He's on there. Walt Weiss just got hired. No thanks. Craig Counsell.
No.
I don't know why he would leave Chicago. He's had success everywhere he's gone.
Cubs traded for him too.
They did.
From the Brewers.
This is not crazy. It's not crazy. We've seen this now a couple of times. He's interesting. Terry Francona.
No.
I'd love that Terry Francona. I mean, that would be the greatest press conferences ever.
He certainly has the credentials, but as far as the age goes, that he just got back into it. I wouldn't go with Francona.
He intrigues me, but I wouldn't put him on the list. Dave Roberts. No. That would be hilarious. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the anarchy?
It's ruined baseball in San Diego.
He just like, I'm done with the Dodgers. I'm going to go like try to win in San Diego. I mean, could you imagine? He would be the most hated man in all of Southern California.
Nate Taylor with the right name.
John Kruk.
John Kruk. Let's get him back in a uniform.
Clayton McCullough just got hired for the Marlins. No. Pat Murphy. Is he worth bringing back? Eh. Carlos Mendoza?
Yes.
No.
Rob
Thompson. Rob Thompson get fired by the Phillies. That's what I kept hearing. He was going to get fired.
Yeah. They said that he's coming back.
Eh. Don Kelly? No. Oliver Marmol? No. They just hired Tony Vitello, and they just hired Blake Butera. There's four names on that list. It's Lovello, it's Hinch, it's Kotze, it's Cora. So unless it's one of those four guys, that theory of potentially being the fourth name is interesting. The only one that makes sense out of that four, though, Frank, is Lovello. But the only caveat is it's a divisional thing. Mm-hmm. But that could be why it's being held up. I mean, that's true. Plus, here's the other thing, too. Why would anybody have to report that Lovello was going to come back for the Diamondbacks? That shouldn't even be said. That was reported at the end of the season that he was going to come back. And Diamondbacks are bringing him back.
When was his contract up?
Not for, I think, a couple of years. They just gave him a contract extension two years ago. And they had a report that he was going to come back. Like, it was a question that they were going to fire him for no reason.
Maybe to quell rumors after a bad season. I don't know.
It is the Arizona Diamondbacks we're talking about. It is a team from Arizona. You know how well-run their organizations are out there in the desert.
He's
the only one that would make any sense in that particular category.
They've run so well, one of them moved to Utah.
Yeah, and became the Mammoth. Aside from that, the only other one that makes sense would be they're waiting this long because the fourth managerial candidate could be Don Mattingly, who was a bench coach. I don't even know. What was his official title with the...
I think he was the bench coach.
Bench coach for Toronto.
For the Blue Jays, yeah.
That would be the only other reason. Because they could not interview him until the World Series was over. So maybe that's part of the equation. But it's an interesting food for thought. And what got us to here is, if they knew who the manager was going to be, and they said they were going to have... I mean, the report was it was going to be like that at the end of the season. At the end of the last week, they were going to have the name. Then why haven't they hired the guy already if they 100% knew who their guy was going to be? Unless there was something else held up. I think all of these potential reasons of why it's held up make a lot of sense. Like what Frank said. Maybe they're working on the contract with Preller and the staff so they could just report it immediately. They don't have to do multiple deals.
Yeah, you don't need to. I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of at this point is you're having staff leave. My guess would be you're just going to announce the entire staff at one shot. I mean, you're not going to do a press conference for a third base coach. Just do your manager at the same time. Say, hey, AJ's under contract until the manager contract is done, preferably 3 years. And then my staff is going to be boom, 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 boom. And it's done. It's over and done in one shot. You don't have to wait for trickles of news to come out.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of these, like, they hire the manager and it's like, we still got to make, we got to discuss decisions on staff and all that stuff. They do that after the fact if they already know who their manager is going to be. I find it odd. And I'm tired of having people DM me or text me, when do you think the Padres are going to hire a manager? Brother, your guess is as best as mine now.
We don't get inside news like that.
And if we do, we're pretty sly at talking about it.
Yeah, it's not, we're not sitting here on information and trying to draw attention away from it.
Right. So, I just think it's an interesting topic of discussion. Maybe the fourth candidate that we don't know is the front runner, and that's what's taking so long. That's what's interesting to me. Still have any updates on the AJ Preller potentially signing a contract extension? None of that. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. When we come back, we're going to talk about questions lingering after the Darvish announcement. We'll discuss that as we continue on the Brayden's Apprentice Show, Settings Norman Sports Station 97.3 The Fan. We've had a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Pretty crazy 11 o'clock hour.
Yup. Saying the least.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. The Albert Pujols, Nick Hundley, Ruben Niebla, radio silence on the managerial job for the Padres is so fascinating to me. So fascinating. Guy goes, not one bit worried about the Padres and what they're doing in their management search. I trust the organization and the process. I just find it interesting that they're the last team, basically the last team, to announce a manager. I find it interesting. The only other team is the Rockies. So we'll see what happens here with the managerial search. I'm just telling you, the hidden name might be the case. We'll see what they announce. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. I just kind of want to tease it a little bit. The article in The Athletic about free agency and how much money these players are expected to get. And I thought Tim Britton did a good job. But when talking about a lot of these numbers that these players are getting or what they're expected to get, he put together his projections based on WAR, referring to Fangraph's version of WAR. This is what he did to come up with these numbers in terms of what he thinks these players are going to get. I used to look at F4 and samples from each. Now I concentrate heavily on the most recent season and the combined production over the past three for starting pitchers and position players. For relievers, I look at 1 and 2 year samples. What happened 5 years ago isn't really relevant for such a volatile position. That's true. And I found more of a recency bias in contracts here than elsewhere. I've used the U.S. Bureau of Labor's inflation calculator to translate contracts into, quote, today's money. There remains a decent amount of subjective judgment that goes into creating the comparisons, and factors beyond F4 play into that. These are not necessarily deals I'd advocate the player sign or the team sign the player to. I'm trying to peg fair value. The values I'm proposing here are in present-day money. It's possible players here sign for amounts that look larger before deferrals bring them back down. Shohei Ohtani's deal with 2 winters ago. The ages listed for player are their ages on June 30th, 2026. Some players have, quote, spring projections, culled from the extension projections he did, Tim Britton did back in March, for players coming from the MPB, the Nippon Professional Baseball in Japan, or Korea Baseball Organization, the KBO. I compare their performance in that league to that of other players who have come to Major League Baseball. In general, these projections feel a little high. That's in response to last year when Tim Britton and most other people who tried their hand at this was low on several big-name players. As a result, he's aiming to err more on the high side than in the past. That's kind of the teaser of our next segment. And let me tell you, he's saying this is on the higher side. If that's the case, what they have for Michael King, the Padres should sign him to immediately. Immediately. Because I think it would be an affordable deal. I think a lot of national pundits think that the Michael King injury was more than just a fluke, and people are afraid of that when it comes to a starting pitcher. But if this is the case, I would sign Michael King to this deal immediately. What is it? We'll talk to you about it in the noon lunchtime hour after we go to Frank and hear about what's going on in the sports world with today's sports thread.
The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me.
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got going on?
The first story here is quite an interesting one.
Number one.
So Tom Brady came out and said this publicly, and I'm surprised he's not in a home somewhere. The six-time Super Bowl winning quarterback and current Fox Sports broadcaster said Tuesday in a statement from a company he is an investor in, that his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua. Brady made the announcement on the same day that Colossal Biosciences, a venture capital-backed biotech startup, made an acquisition of another animal cloning firm, Vigen Pets and There it is. Colossal, which aims to, quote, fix extinction among other goals, is said to be valued at $10 billion, and this is its first major acquisition. Why would you announce to the public that your dog is a clone of another dog that you had had?
What did you say the slogan of that company was?
It's not a slogan. It aims to, quote, fix extinction among other goals, and is said to be valued at $10 billion.
Did anybody watch, I don't know, Jurassic Park? When it comes to the extinction thing, like playing God, like that doesn't sound like scary to anybody.
Life?
Maybe you should probably not do that. Life finds a way.
Life, finds a way.
Yeah. No, thank you. I don't like any of this. This is like, what are we doing? Okay. What's the other great phrase from Jurassic Park?
Just because you,
you didn't stop, you tried so hard to think whether or not you could. You didn't stop to think whether or not you should.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's kind of like where this is going. Fighting off extinction.
No, fix extinction.
Fix extinction. Yeah, I'm out on all of this. Knowing that Tom Brady is involved, it does not surprise me. Does not surprise me. What a weird story.
Tom Brady has bought into this company.
Of course he has.
He has also bought into Birmingham City Football Club. He has also bought into the Raiders and is a broadcaster for Fox Sports. Stop allowing this man to access money.
He's bored.
Because this is the stuff he's doing with
it. He's bored.
Number two.
LA Chargers left tackle Joe Alt will undergo season-ending surgery for the high right ankle injury he suffered in the team's win over the Tennessee Titans. Going again. The injury came in the second quarter of Sunday's game when Tennessee Titans defensive tackle Sebastian Joseph Day fell into Alt's right ankle. It is the second high ankle injury Alt has had this season. He exited in the first quarter of the team's Week 4 loss against the New York Giants on a medical cart and sat out the next three games because of said sprain. So Joe Alt officially done for the year, and I believe the Chargers did address this with a couple of offensive line acquisitions yesterday at the deadline, which we'll go over a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll talk about what you missed in the NFL trade deadline in the next hour or so. That's tough news for the Chargers. The injuries happen all the time to that organization. That's why when they brought in Harbaugh and everybody's like, free, he's going to take him to the prom. No, they're not. They get bad luck all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly getting bad luck. Losing Joe Alt, major problem for the Chargers.
Absolutely.
See if they can overcome it.
Number three.
Hockey is coming to Jerry World. The Dallas Stars will host the 2027 NHL Stadium Series game at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas on February 20th, 2027. The game will air on ABC. The announcement was made on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown ahead of the Cowboys' home loss against the Arizona Cardinals. No opponent was announced for the Stars, but fellow Western Conference contenders such as the Colorado Avalanche and Vegas Golden Knights could be in the mix. The Stars have appeared in only one NHL outdoors game, hosting the 2020 Winter Classic at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. The official attendance for that game against the Nashville Predators was 85,630, currently the third largest crowd for an NHL outdoor game. These were discussions that the Stars had about playing at AT&T Stadium before the Cotton Bowl was selected as a venue. So this has been in the works for a while. So it'd be interesting to see hockey in a football stadium.
Yeah, I mean,
of that capacity.
An indoor stadium, yes. Right? Like the stadium series has always been outside.
Yes.
Right? That's the whole deal. They've played in baseball stadiums. They have played in football stadiums. Just yeah, everything's played, outside. But they're playing
at the
in
big
a
house in Michigan.
And, they're playing in a roof enclosed big stadium. Yeah. That's what's interesting to me, playing in a dome.
And
where it's not going to be freezing outside.
The memes have already started, by the way, because you know how Jerry Jones refuses to close those curtains, allows the sun in.
Oh, they're going to be blinded?
You're going to blind the opposing goalie for two periods?
It's true. That goes in that direction.
That's going to be fantastic.
He never closes the blinds. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Number four.
I didn't even think about that.
Miami has asked the ACC for clarity on a number of officiating decisions that made its loss this past week to SMU, including a critical 15-yard penalty in the final moments of regulation. Miami lost the game 26-20. The Hurricanes, who were as high as number two in the AP Top 25 last month, have dropped two of their last three games and are now ranked at number 18. Hurricanes coach Mario Cristobal said that Miami has not gotten an answer from the ACC and is unclear if any explanation will be coming. The Hurricanes' Marquise Lightfoot was called for an unnecessary roughness against SMU quarterback Kevin Jennings with about a minute left in the fourth quarter, giving the Mustangs 15 yards and a first down. Miami had called the timeout just before the fourth and nine play was snapped. The Hurricanes argued to no avail that Lightfoot did not hear the whistle. I'm surprised that this report, this referee's inquiry has not been heard by Miami yet. Or has not been given back to Miami yet.
Why it's taking so long? Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the case when it comes to like a lot of officiating things. Like what Dabo Swinney said yesterday was hilarious.
Yes,
I'm kind of on board with that. We'll talk about that later on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Miami, it's their first time leaving the state of Florida last week.
Didn't go well,
and they lost. Yeah, I wonder why. These team like it's these teams like set up their schedules. They never have to travel, and they never have to play in hostile environments. And then they lose these games, and then go like, "We're so much better than this. This is just a fluke." It's like I don't know. None of the schedules are equal in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Miami also like blaming the officials for that game. I don't know. I feel like whatever is the path of least resistance is what college football teams want to do. And then they can brag about how good they are. That's what every SEC school does. It's what every Big Ten school does. ACC. And then the schools that can't afford to do that because they're never going to get the benefit of the doubt when you look at the college football playoff rankings. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to go out there and be battle tested and they drop games. They're like, oh, see, look, they suck. I mean, it's just the narrative of college football and rewarding schools that were good in the 70s, 80s, and 90s is ridiculous.
I agree. And in Notre Dame's case, the 60s.
Number five.
Feel-good story to end this one out. Kelvin Sampson earned his 800th win of his 37-year coaching career with number two Houston's 75-57 victory over Lehigh on Monday night. Sampson, who was in his 12th season coaching at Houston, became the 17th NCAA Division I coach to reach 800 wins. He is the fourth active coach to reach that milestone, joining Rick Barnes, John Calipari, and Bill Self. So congratulations to Kelvin Sampson.
Big congrats, Kelvin Sampson. Houston, really good basketball team. Great program. This hour of Sports Talk has been brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectible Cards Show is back at Liberty Station with over 100 vendor tables. November 22nd, 23rd. Find sports cards, Pokemon memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for info. That's SDCollectibles.com. New lunchtime hour when we come back. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.